The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the August issue of Popular Guide Science, the Ultimate Guide for Kids. We're going to continue on page 14. What are some secrets of slithering snakes? There are more than 3,400 species of these sliding reptiles, and scientists are finding new snake special species nearly every year. In 2020, for example, a new green snake was found in India. It was named Salazar's Pit Viper, for Salazar Slytherin, a character in the Harry Potter books. Scientists believe snakes evolved from lizards some 174.1 million to 163.5 years ago. During that period, evolution caused the lizards to lose their limbs, eyelids, and ears, among other changes, creating an entirely new sort of creature, the snake. Some snakes slither, also called a serpentine motion. They move their bodies section by section in a sort of S shape. Other snakes move in a straight line. That's called rectilinear motion. Anacondas, for example, do this by using muscles on their underside to move them forward. In a concertina movement, the snake gathers its whole body tightly together and then pushes its head straight out as its body follows. Finally, sidewinders move their head forward, then their tail, and repeat that motion over and over. This helps them move in their usual sandy desert habitat. Just like you, snakes grow larger as they get older. Nearly all snakes are covered by a pattern of small scales that act as a protective barrier for them. As snakes grow, the outer layer of scales becomes too small. They molt, shedding the old skin and revealing a new layer of scaly skin that fits their larger body. Only a small number of snakes, such as rattlesnakes and black-mouthed mambas, have venom strong enough to kill people. Most snakes are harmless, but it can be hard to tell which is which. Expert advice, if you see a snake, leave it alone. Sea snakes swim through the ocean, sometimes using their flat tail as a sort of swim fin. A few snakes can glide through the air from tree to tree by expanding flaps of skin at their sides. Most snakes have pupils that are shaped like either circles or narrow slits. Snakes with round pupils generally hunt during the daytime. Those with narrow slits hunt at night. New research shows that the slit-eye snakes not only take in light better at night, but their smaller pupils help them hide their prey by reflecting less light outward. What is a mammal? You're a mammal. Your dog or cat is a mammal. So are the squirrels that climb trees in your backyard. Scientists estimate that there are more than 5,500 mammal species living on our planet. But what makes all these different species alike? All mammals, regardless of size and shape, have some things in common. They have backbones, and their lower jaw is attached directly to their skull. They have fur or hair at some time in their life. Their bodies are able to generate their own heat. They provide milk for their young, who drink from the mammary glands of their mother. And except for montramines, like the platypus, mammals don't lay eggs. The young are born live. What's the biggest mammal of all? The blue whale is 100 feet, 30 meters long, and weighs in at a whopping 200 tons. That's exactly bigger than the biggest dinosaur. Some were longer, but none weighed that much. Blue whale babies weigh up to 6,000 pounds at birth. Adult blue whales can poop 53 gallons of feces at one go, almost enough to fill two bathtubs. How loud is it? The blue whale is one of the loudest animals on Earth. Its voice can reach 180 decibels, which is loud enough to make most other animals deaf. One whale's vocalizations can be heard by other whales for hundreds of miles around. Why do some animals have stripes or spots? Leopards have dark spots that scientists called rosettes. They have a rose-like shape. The main theory is that the spots enable leopards to blend into their environment so they can sneak up on their prey. This kind of marking that helps an animal blend in is called camouflage. On the savannas of Africa, zebras with their black and white stripes stand out from the crowd. Why are these animals painted like striped shirt referees at a football game? Some scientists say the colors act as a warning signal to predators. Some others guess that the stripes protect zebras from getting bitten by flies. One theory says the stripes might help keep zebras at a comfortable body temperature. According to this theory, black stripes soak in heat when it's cool, while the sun reflects off the white stripes when it's hot. Which are the biggest and smallest on land? The world's largest land mammal is the African elephant. It weighs between 5,000 and 14,000 pounds, about half as much as a school bus. Other massive land mammals include the hippopotamus, which can grow up to 9,920 pounds, the white rhinoceros up to 7,920 pounds, and the Indian bison up to 3,300 pounds. As for the world's smallest mammal, the mole-like Etruscan shrew takes the prize. It weighs less than 0.14 ounces and is less than 2 inches long. You don't say. Mammals evolved from thraspiacids, a group of mammal-like reptiles that lived nearly 300 million years ago. Moving on to page 18, animals. How are humans, apes, monkeys, and lemurs alike? Although they all may seem different, they actually have a lot in common. For one thing, all of them are a type of mammal called primate. Primates' brains are larger than those of other mammals. Most primates don't have claws, although a couple of species do. Instead, primates have flat fingernails. The eyes of primates always face forward, not off to the sides, like a deer's, and their teeth are much different from other mammals. Primates also have thumbs that can touch their other fingers, which is known as opposable thumbs. In many ways, humans are just less hairy versions of apes. We share about 99% of our DNA with them. To be completely honest, chimpanzees are more like humans than they are like gorillas. Humans and chimps laugh when tickled, and both can solve problems. Just like us, chimps know who's looking back at them when they peer into a mirror. Chimps and humans even have the same number of toes and fingers. Lemurs live in Madagascar, off the eastern coast of Africa and the neighboring Comoro Islands. Lemurs are neither apes nor monkeys. They're a special group of primates that scientists called Posmisians. Unfortunately, most lemurs are endangered due to habitat destruction and illegal hunting. What does a tail tell? Don't make the mistake of calling an ape a monkey. Although both are primates, they are quite different. There are four types of apes: gorillas, orangutans, chimpanzees, and bonobos, while there are 260 monkey species. Apes live longer and have larger bodies. They also have larger brains compared to the size of their bodies, making apes more intelligent. But the most obvious difference is that monkeys have tails and apes do not. While the 6-foot eastern gorilla is the largest living primate, it dwarfs in comparison to history's largest, the 10-foot-tall Gigantopithecus. You won't find this behemoth swinging from tree to tree, though. It became extinct some 100,000 years ago. Tarsiers are also Posmisians. They are 3.5 to 6 inches long, with a tail nearly twice as long as their bodies. These nocturnal animals live exclusively on several islands in Southeast Asia. They're so cute. Page 20. How do we learn about dinosaurs? The word dinosaur was coined by British scientist Richard Owen in 1842. It comes from the Greek word for fearful or terrible lizard. People who study dinosaurs are called paleontologists. They tried to discover how dinosaurs lived by finding and analyzing their remains, including bones, teeth, eggs, and even footprints that have preserved in mud. By examining the age and location of these clues, paleontologists can learn a lot about the world of dinosaurs. Number one, paleontologists learn about dinosaurs through fossils, which are bones and impressions left behind in rock and soil. Number two, paleontologists have to do this carefully using things such as chisels. This is below to remove the surrounding material. Number three, people visit dinosaurs at museums around the world. The dinosaur above is called Sue, named for the person who found the fossils. Sue now lives in a museum in Chicago, not far from where she was discovered in South Dakota. Number four, scientists even study fossilized poop to learn about what dinosaurs ate. Dino dung can also tell us about the surrounding environment and animals that might have lived nearby. When did the dinosaurs live? The age of dinosaurs lasted 186 million years from 252 million to 66 million years ago. Not all dinosaurs lived at the same time. Groups died out as others evolved. Experts have organized the known species about 700 by the periods during which they lived. Late Triassic, 252 to 200 million years ago. Early Jurassic, 200 to 180 million years ago. Middle Jurassic, 180 to 159 million years ago. Late Jurassic, 159 to 140 million years ago. Early Cretaceous, 148 to 98 million years ago. And Late Cretaceous, 98 to 66 million years ago. Dramatic facts about dinos. Number one, Tyrannosaurus rex had the strongest bite of any land animal in history. Two, Velociraptor had feathers like a bird but couldn't fly. The name Stegosaurus means roofed lizard, a reference to the plates along its back. Ptagodon maiorum is one of the biggest dinosaurs that has ever been found. It measured 122 feet long and is believed to have weighed 70 tons. Dinosaurs weren't all big and scary. Ambrotyrex longibichum was a flying dinosaur about the size of a city pigeon. The neck frill of Triceratops might have been used as a form of protection to lure mates. Dino remains have been found on all seven continents. Number eight, many dinosaurs grew new teeth constantly and went through hundreds of sets in their lifetime. Diplodocus had the longest tail of any dinosaur, stretching more than 46 feet. And ten, most scientists believe that dinosaurs became extinct after a massive asteroid hit Earth 66 million years ago, drastically changing the climate. Page 22. How do baby animals grow? When most animals are born, including you, they don't look exactly like their parents. Most obviously, they are smaller, sometimes much smaller. The newborn tree kangaroo is the size of a jelly bean. Known as a joey, this tiny tot snuggles inside its mother's pouch all day and nurses on her milk. Here's a picture of kittens and elephant baby, quolls, and polar bear cubs. A litter is several babies born to an animal at one time. Dog litters average 5 or 6 puppies, and while cat litters average 4 kittens. An African elephant calf weighs between 200 and 300 pounds at birth. The mothers are pregnant for more than 20 months. Quolls are marsupials with large ears, like a lemur, a mouse-like face, and a body like a cat. When these pups are born, they're the size of a baked bean. A polar bear cub keeps close to its mother for 28 months, learning how to survive in the harsh Arctic climate. At 14 to 16 inches, fully grown, the fennec fox is the smallest fox on the planet, but its ears can grow to a massive 4 to 6 inches. Baby fennecs need only 10 months to grow into mature adults. How do insects grow up? Insects grow into adults in different ways. Some undergo complete metamorphosis with four stages of growth, egg, larva, pupa, and adult. Others undergo incomplete metamorphosis, egg, nymph, and adult. Some of these insects resemble their parents throughout the entire process, but may lack features like wings. How does a grasshopper grow? 1. A grasshopper begins in an egg. Some insects like grasshoppers. 2. It hatches into a nymph. As the nymph grows, it molts or sheds its exoskeleton, outer layer, several times. As it continues to grow and molt, it develops wings. After about 4 to 6 weeks, the grasshopper is an adult. Some insects, like grasshoppers, experience incomplete metamorphosis. They resemble their parent from the time they hatch from the eggs. As nymphs, they look like smaller versions of the adults they will become. How does a butterfly form? 1, it begins as an egg. 2, during the larva stage, it has a soft, worm-like body and eats constantly. 3, when it comes into the enter the pupa stage, it forms a structure around itself where it finishes growing. And 4, in the final stage, a beautiful winged butterfly emerges in its adult form. In complete metamorphosis, an insect transitions through stages where it looks nothing like its parents. An example of an insect that undergoes complete metamorphosis is a butterfly. Moving on to page 24, how do some animals help other creatures survive? Some animals coexist in a complex relationship known as symbiosis, which occurs when animals share resources. One type of symbiotic relationship is called mutualism. This is when both animals benefit, like when the tiny oxpecker bird right dines on the fleas on a zebra's neck. In addition to mutualism, there are four other kinds of symbiotic relationships. Commensalism is when one animal benefits from another without harming it. A golden jackal following a tiger and feeding on the remains of its prey is an example of this. Predation is when one animal hunts and kills another, called its prey. A crocodile hunting and eating a fish or an owl swooping down on a mouse are examples of predation. Parasitism is when one animal attaches itself to another, called a host, and uses the host for food. A tick clinging to a deer and feeding on his blood is a parasitic relationship. Competition is when animals compete for food or other resources and neither benefits. Cheetahs and lions chasing after the same prey are in a competitive relationship. How do fish and shrimp team up? 1, a snapping shrimp is a great excavator. When the nearly blind creature digs a burrow in the seabed, a goby fish keeps a watchful eye for predators. When the shrimp slides out of the seabed to deposit a load of sand, the goby fish hangs out in the water above, like an aquatic bodyguard. If the fish sees a threat, it will smack its tail against the shrimp's antennae or swim into the shrimp's burrow to warn it that danger is nearby. In return for providing protection, the goby fish sleeps with the shrimp at night and uses the shrimp's burrow during the day as a hiding place. When does mutualism get weird? In some anglerfish species, the females are much larger than the males. When they meet, the male turns in upside down and latches onto the female's belly. Then their bodies fuse. Even their circulation systems merge together. The male becomes a kind of growth on the female who uses him to fertilize her eggs. When do animal relationships go wrong? Mutually beneficial relationships can sometimes take a turn for the worst. Cleaner fish, for example, set up a kind of beauty salon tucked away in coral reefs. When a larger predator fish swims by, the cleaner fish will eat parasites and dead skin on the predator's body. The cleaner fish gets a meal, and its client leaves it alone, until it doesn't. If the cleaner fish nibbles on skin or mucus, a painful experience for the predator fish, you can probably guess what happens to cleaner fish next. Oh! Yummy. 7, more fascinating facts. What animal really likes long naps? Do you enjoy a good snooze? Take a cue from a gastropod, snails and slugs, which are the master sleepers of the animal kingdom. Snails can hibernate for up to 3 years, but when they're not sleeping, they can stay awake for 30 or more hours. What's the slimiest and snottiest creature? The hagfish has no eyes, jaws, or backbone, so it can tie itself in knots, which it does when eating. It does have about 100 slime glands. When it feels threatened, it releases a tiny bit of slime, less than a teaspoon. In a fraction of a second, that small amount expands by 10,000 times, making enough slime to fill a big bucket. The slime is made up of protein strands that are stronger than nylon, thinner than human hair, and very stretchy. Which animal has the most eyes? The sea scallop has about 200 tiny eyes along the edge of the mantle, the soft tissue that lines the shell. Scallop eyes have pupils that get larger or smaller in response to light. And the smaller species, bay scallops, sport baby blues. Who's the fastest feathered flyer? The peregrine falcon has a leisurely cruising speed averaging 24 to 33 miles per hour. But when it pulls in its wings and drives down on a prey animal, a technique called stooping, it can reach speeds of more than 230 miles per hour. Whoa. Can animals survive being eaten? After a frog swallows a rough-skinned newt, the tiny newt secretes a poison that kills the frog before its gastric juices can turn the newt into mush. When the frog is dead, the newt crawls out of its mouth. And that's not all. Some types of snakes, snails, and worms can end up being eaten and are then pooped out alive. Wow. What animal has the strongest nose? What about 4,000 muscles? The trunk is the African elephant's superpower. It uses its long, flexible trunk to sniff the air, to communicate, and for self-defense. It can also reach up high to pull tasty leaves off high branches. This prominent proboscis nose can lift up to 600 pounds, the weight of a grand piano, and is strong enough to uproot a large tree. Which slitherer has the deadliest venom? Australia's inland taipan holds that record. Its venom contains one poison that attacks the nervous system and another poison that makes it impossible for blood to clot. A bite with just 0.3 ounces of venom is powerful enough to kill more than 100 people. Fortunately, these snakes are shy and try to avoid people. Ooh, good news. Chapter 2, Wondrous Nature. Get the scoop on how plants, animals, and other living organisms work together on land and in water. What a beautiful view we have here. The mountains, snow-capped. Auroras are natural light shows that occur when strong solar winds encounter the Earth's upper atmosphere. Dramatic displays of aurora borealis, northern lights, are most visible in the Arctic Circle during the darkest days of winter. Winter in a tundra habitat is no picnic. It's super cold and icy. When warmer summer days arrive, polar bears can be found frolicking in flowery fields. What are rainforests? Rainforests are special types of environments and are home to half of the world's plant and animal species. Rainforests help regulate Earth's weather patterns and are often referred to as the world's lungs because they inhale carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. Rainforests receive on average 80 inches of to 394 inches of rain a year. If that were snow, it would be about 86 to 427 feet of the fluffy stuff. Rainforests have a dense upper canopy that stops most of the sun's light from hitting the ground. People often call it jungle a rainforest and a rainforest a jungle. In fact, these environments are different. While jungles also contain areas of thick vegetation, their canopies aren't as concentrated as in a rainforest. That means more sunlight can filter through and more vegetation can grow near on the ground. Humans are the biggest threat to the world's rainforest. Deforestation, the clear cutting of trees and other vegetation, is the largest problem. Since 1970, 20% of the Amazon in Brazil has been cleared to make way for homes, ranches, farms, hydroelectric dams, palm oil plantations, and highways. Drought and climate change are also damaging the rainforests. As rainforest land disappears, animal and plant populations that can't adapt shrink or disappear altogether. Air temperatures increase and the water cycle is affected. Some scientists think that the best way to help the environment worldwide is to plant more trees and expand rainforest lands. Rainforests are wet, which insects like the banana slug above love, but they're not always hot. Cooler ones are called temperate rainforests. Hotter ones are called tropical rainforests. At 16.9 million acres, 6.8 million hectares, the Tongass National Forest in Alaska is the largest rainforest in North America. Grizzly bears, river otters, harbor seals, wolves, and many other species call it home. As the world's largest rainforest, the Amazon covers 2.7 million square miles, about the size of the continental United States, and spans 8 countries, including Brazil, Bolivia, Peru, and Colombia. Africa is home to 25% of the world's rainforest. Gorillas, chimpanzees, and forest elephants are all inhabitants of the Congo rainforest. Scientists estimate that the Amazon has about 16,000 tree species and 2.5 million kinds of insects. It is home to creatures as diverse as jaguars, pink river dolphins, milk frogs, and macaws. What are grasslands? While there are different ways to define a grassland, it's estimated that this biome, a system of communities that includes plants and animals, plus factors like climate, temperature, and soil, accounts for 20% to 40% of the land on Earth. Grasslands are too dry to have forests with lots of trees, but aren't dry enough to be classified as deserts. They receive enough rainfall to support a wide range of grasses, rushes, and wildflowers. Grasslands are called different things in different areas. In southern South America, where they spread over 3,000 square miles between the Andes Mountains and the Atlantic Ocean, they are called pampas. The great belt of grasslands that stretches 4,000 miles from eastern Europe to China is called the steppes. And in the United States, grasslands are called prairies. There are two main types of grasslands, tropical and temperate. In tropical grasslands located near the equator and also called savannas, most rain falls within a short period. Temperate grasslands get less rain, have higher quality soil that supports a wide variety of grasses, and have few trees and shrubs. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, NorthCarolinaReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.